Mara's green eyes looked ready to loose a stream of blaster bolts. Our Jedi, Chief Omis? Forgive me. The chief's voice was more placating than apologetic. I didn't mean to imply anything. Of course not, Mara said. She turned to the rest of the council. Mitsue Cleone said, 7 Jedi. What do we make of that?
This one only counts 5.
Saba lifted her hand and began to raise her taloned fingers.
Jaina, Alima, Zek, Lobaka, and Tessar.
Kip added 2 fingers. Tekli and Tahiri? Omis frowned. How could you know that? I thought they were with Zonama Seacut in the Unknown Regions.
They're supposed to be, Corrin said. But, like the others, they're also Murker survivors.
I don't understand, Omis said. What does this have to do with the Murker mission? I wish we knew, Luke said. Undertaken in the middle of the war with the Yuuzhan Vong, the Murker mission had been as costly as it had been successful. Anakin Solo and his strike team had destroyed the enemy's Jedi-killing Voxen, but 6 young Jedi Knights had died in the process, including Anakin himself, and another was missing and presumed lost. All I can tell you is that for several weeks, Jaina and the other survivors of that mission reported feeling a call from the Unknown Regions. On the day they left, that call became a cry for help. And since we know Tennel Kaa is still on Hapes, Mara explained, it seems likely the extra Jedi are Tekli and Tahiri.
What about Zonama Seacut?
Omis asked. Zonama Seacut was the living planet that had agreed to serve as home to the defeated Yuuzhan Vong.
Could the call have come from it?
Luke shook his head. Zonama Seacut would have contacted me directly if it needed our help. I'm convinced this has something to do with the mission to Murker.
Omis stayed silent, waiting for more of an explanation, but that was all Luke knew.
Instead, Luke asked, what did Mitsue Cleone tell you?
Omis shrugged.
He demanded to know why the Galactic Alliance had sent its Jedi, his words, to interfere in a Chiss border dispute. When he saw how surprised I was, he demanded to speak to you.
This is bad, Mara said. Very bad.
I agree, Omis said. Either he thinks we're all lying,
or he believes our Jedi Knights have gone rogue.
Saba finished.
In either case, the result will be the same.
They'll try to solve the problem themselves, Omis said.
How hard will this be on them?
Our Jedi Knights can take care of themselves, Luke said.
I know that, Omis snapped. I'm asking about the Chiss.
If the Chiss take action against them, Jaina and the others will attempt to defuse the situation, for a time, Luke said. After that, it depends on the nature of the conflict. But they won't hesitate to meet force with force, Mara clarified. Nor would we ask them to. If the Chiss push things, sooner or later, Jaina is going to bloody their noses.
Omis paled and turned to Luke.
You need to put a stop to this, and soon. We can't let it come to killing.
Luke nodded. We'll certainly send someone to...
No, I mean you personally.
Omis turned to the others. I know the Jedi have their own way of doing things, but with Jaina Solo leading those young Jedi Knights, Luke is the only one who can be sure of bringing them home.
That young woman is as headstrong as her father. For once, nobody argued.